Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And we say good morning to Pádraig Lodge. And Pádraig, a long time since we were talking about an Irish soccer team scoring 9 goals.
Yeah, without response, quite an emphatic victory last night for the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team. They defeated Georgia in their latest World Cup qualifier in Gorey. That's Gorey in Georgia, not Gorey in Wexford. And in light of that, the captain of the Ireland team, Katie McCabe, has poured cold water on the idea of moving their next game, the crunch qualifier against Finland in September, out of Tallaght Stadium to a bigger venue. McCabe told our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue that their focus will move shortly to the Finland match.
Can't wait. Look, we'll have a week off before we kind of kick into our pre-season with our clubs, and then obviously we'll be ready to go in a couple of weeks' time. For us, we want to see as many fans as we can. We want to pack out Tallaght Stadium. I believe tickets are on sale July 26th. So we want to just make sure we're packing it out and getting everybody behind us, because it's a massive game and a massive kind of step towards where we want to get to in terms of qualifying for our first major tournament.
And a game as big as this now hasn't outgrown Tallaght, do you think?
No, we want to be playing in Tallaght Stadium. That's our home pitch. It's been there for years. We want to sell it out, create a really good atmosphere for everybody. We know the conditions, the pitch, and we're well used to it. So we want to pack that out and make sure we've got great support for the game.
That's Katie McCabe. Shamrock Rovers increased their lead at the top of the League of Ireland Premier Division to 10 points last night. Andy Lyons and Aaron Green scored in a 2-1 win over St Patrick's Athletic at Richmond Park. Cork City hold a 4-point lead in the First Division. They were 5-0 winners away to Treaty United, while second place Galway United lost 2-0 at Longford Town. Chelsea have made contact with Manchester City about a move for England forward Raheem Sterling. Sterling has a year left on his contract and is understood to be reviewing his options. The Mayo GAA Executive Committee is to begin the process of finding a new manager for the county's football team in the coming weeks. James Horan stepped down from the role yesterday in the wake of Sunday's loss to Kerry. Horan paid tribute to the players, describing them as brilliant ambassadors for the county with a spirit and togetherness that will keep Mayo football moving forward. He spent two separate spells in charge of the team, and former player Keith Higgins has been assessing his contribution.
Over the 8 years he's been there, particularly in his first spell, he's brought Mayo from probably at a fairly low ebb in 2010 up to, been right in contention for majority of the last 10 or 12 years. So look, he's done a huge job there, and he would have had a big connection with a lot of the players there that were with him, especially in the first spell as well. So probably tough to see him go, but look, I don't think there's any great surprise. When he came in at the end of 2010, he just kind of changed the whole mindset around the team, around the panel, how they operate, put in kind of lots of standards there, kind of real professionalism to the whole thing. And his original statement when he took the job that he wants to make Mayo consistently competitive, and I think in fairness to him, you can't argue with that statement. I'm not sure what the exact record is for semi-final and final appearance, but look, we've definitely been, I suppose, in the top four or five teams since nearly every year since he's taken over. So I think he's kind of completely changed the face of Mayo football, really.
10 days after the Wexford Hurlers were knocked out of the All-Ireland, the county's senior hurling championship begins tonight. The 6 games include the champions Rapparees against Rathnewer St Anne's. Clubs in the county again voted this year for a split club season, so the entire hurling championship will be played first and the football championship will start after that. The hurling final is scheduled for the 14th of August. Ian Henderson has been ruled out of Ireland's tour of New Zealand. He picked up a knee injury in training in Auckland over the weekend, and the Ulster captain is to return home as soon as a flight can be arranged. Overnight, the Ireland team to take on the All Black Maoris tomorrow morning was named. Connacht's Bundy Aki will captain the team, while all 5 uncapped players in the squad start, including Kieran Frawley at out half. Starts also for Jimmy O'Brien, Jeremy Lockman, Joe McCarthy and Cian Prendergast. Here's head coach Andy Farrell.
It's everything to these players that are taking the field on Wednesday. It's the biggest game of their lives, It is. And I know there's a 3-game series coming up, but these 2 Maori games for us, and what we're trying to build and how we're trying to put people under pressure and see how they come through that, is just as important. If I can say it that way, I think that speaks it all, really.
Sam Bennett and Ryan Mullen have missed out on selection for this year's Tour de France. They haven't been included in their German-based team's 8-man squad for the tour, so as things stand, there will be no Irish riders taking part this year. Ukraine's Anhelina Kirinina has said she will use her prize money from Wimbledon to help rebuild her parents' home after it was bombed during the Russian invasion. The 29th seed won her first round match yesterday. Andy Murray overcame Australian James Duckworth in 4 sets. Serena Williams and Rafa Nadal will both be in action on centre court today. Rhys McLenahan and two fellow Northern Ireland gymnasts are free to take part in next month's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, having been granted special dispensation. McLenahan, Eamon Montgomery and Ewan McAteer were last month told they couldn't compete because they had represented Ireland in international competition. The chief executive of the Curragh, Brian Kavanagh, has said there are no plans to shorten the distance of the Irish Derby to a mile and a quarter. The future distance of the race had been debated in recent days, with suggestions that making it a 10-furlong race would attract higher calibre horses. 11,000 racegoers attended the Derby last Saturday. And following a track inspection at Roscommon this morning, the meeting this evening has been given the go-ahead. The going is described as heavy after 22 millimetres of rain overnight.